Pine River, they call it Pine River, still a real town.
Still a real town.
Yeah, the real town.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
There's a church, there's a bar, there's a grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, no bars. Well, let's see. There is a restaurant that has a bar, but there are no bars.
That is Chris O'Dell. He is owner and operator of Complete Chimney Care in Pine River, Minnesota. We're taking a closer look at things happening in Pine River, Minnesota for this month's segments of Let's Visit. And I was curious to find out what Chris thought of his community, but I also was so intrigued to find out more about how somebody becomes a chimney sweep. I just don't know any chimney sweeps, and in northern Minnesota, it seems like they should be a dime a dozen, but they kind of aren't. So I had to ask how he got into it.
I grew up, there are a number of chimney sweeps around. Some of my friends are chimney sweeps, and there's some good ones around. But yes, there could always be more. It's a service that, you know, there's a lot of demand for that kind of stuff. My father is a masonry contractor, and so I grew up building chimneys. I grew up working on chimneys, and so I came at it from the masonry side of repairing chimneys, tuck pointing mortar joints, loose and deterioration, that kind of stuff, more into the service side of inspections and cleanings and things. So that's really how it evolved. It evolved pretty grassroots. I was working on chimneys, repairing them, and learned more about servicing and cleaning. And that's how I became a chimney sweep.
I know nothing about this career at all.
Yep.
Are there certifications and that kind of
thing?
Yep.
So years ago when we started evolving this into a business, into a service business, there's a guild called the National Chimney Sweeps Guild. Mm-hmm. And there's a location in Indianapolis. They have a location where you can go and train. They have a training and a certification process. And that's what I did. I went down to Indianapolis, and I partook in the course, and then you become certified as a CSIA certified chimney sweep.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and that's the Chimney Safety Institute of America. So it's a national organization. And then every 3 years you recertify. So you take ongoing courses, you take various credits, and then you take an exam every 3 years and you renew your certification. I've had my own business in the same location for the last 18 years. The chimney service business evolved probably about 14 years ago. So I've had my own business before we were doing chimney work. I was just fixing chimneys and building chimneys and fireplaces before I started doing the service work and the cleaning and that kind of stuff.
What are some of the mistakes people make with their chimneys that they don't think about that would make their houses safer?
Common sense goes a long way. You know, maintenance is the key. You just want to maintain your fireplace. You want to maintain your wood and your wood source. Those are really important features. Most of our customers do an excellent job. They're doing some service themselves, and then they understand when it's time to have a professional come out and take a look.
Do people need to get their chimney sweeped every year if they use them regularly?
It just depends. Most owner's manuals, which is what we always refer back to, most owner's manuals have that literature that says things like, you know, have it serviced every year. I would say for the majority of our customers, that's just too frequent. It's unnecessary. But of course, you know, in some cases that is needed. But some sort of an annual service and as needed is what we recommend. A regular schedule where we're out on a regular basis doing inspections and service.
Mm-hmm. When you started here, you were teaching me how to build a fire.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an important part. We want to understand how to properly develop a fire and a fire starting practice, because that's a really influential way to get your fireplace functioning properly. Sometimes we need to just kind of go over the basics with people too, because they may get away from kind of what's important and what they should be doing. They've kind of developed some bad habits at times. And so it's important for us to just have a real good straight conversation about some of the do's and the don'ts. And oftentimes that encouragement helps them get back on track. So that's what our job is. Well, there's a variety of different systems. So, we have a lot of different appliances. There are freestanding stoves, freestanding fireplaces. There are wood-burning natural-built fireplaces. There are wood furnaces, wood boilers. So every system is a little bit different. And so depending on the type of system that we have, that kind of dictates how we go about preparing and starting our wood. But in all wood burning appliances, the quality of our wood is really key. And what I mean by that is it's generally a moisture issue. So we want to look really closely at all of the wood, and we really want to make sure that it has a low moisture content. That's very, very important to establishing a good amount of heat into our system and for just clean burning. The main thing we focus on is inspection, service, and maintenance of wood burning appliances. We do most of that residentially. So most of the work that I do is, you know, within our community, within our surrounding communities. It's generally for homeowners. We do some commercial work, but generally it's for just a residential home that may have one or two wood burning appliances. We come in, we do an inspection, we kind of go over some of the basics and just determine if it needs any service. If it does, we generally do the service at that time.
When somebody has a chimney fire, what are the common reasons for that?
You know, the common reasons behind a chimney fire, first of all, it's really important to have quality equipment. So if we purchase quality UL-approved equipment and it's installed properly per the manufacturer's recommendations, and then we perform regular maintenance and service like what we provide for customers and what customers can do for themselves at home, the likelihood of you having those kinds of issues is very, very small. So the appliances, the chimney systems, the type of installation that we try to see out there in the field, it's very durable and long-lasting, and those issues are very minimal. But when chimney fires do occur, it's generally because of a lack of maintenance. People who just are burning and not maintaining a clean chimney, you're going to develop creosote buildup, which can become an ignition. If you have an ignition, it can become fuel inside your system. And it's really important at that point, if you feel like you have had that kind of an issue, like you have had a combustion in your chimney, it's really necessary to have it inspected. Oftentimes there can be excessive damage or there can be problems. Not always, but sometimes that can happen. So we just want to make sure that if you do have a chimney fire, that you have that inspected before you move on.
Yeah. Is there changes happening in the industry? What trends do you see?
I think most of the people in this industry, from the maintenance and from the sales and installation side, really good group of people. They're out there doing a great job. And I think that in itself is the trend, that the equipment is long-lasting, it works well. And I would say another trend would be in real estate. Nowadays, during real estate transactions, it's almost every single time if there's a wood burning appliance they request an inspection. Yeah. And so oftentimes an inspection can be performed either before a sale or after a sale to kind of determine the overall condition of a fireplace. So I see more and more of that.
What do you see for the future for your business?
My hope for the business is additional good years. You know, we've had a lot of success. My family has had a lot of success because of this business, in the sense that it's been a really high quality job for myself and my wife. My wife and I do this business together. It's provided her a lot of flexibility to do some things that she has really wanted to do. It's a great job. We have, you know, been able to take care of ourselves and be really fiscally responsible. So my hope is that the future continues to do so. Mm-hmm. My hope is that, my health stays strong and I'm able to continue to do this, because it's a need the community needs, and we're excited and pleased to do it.
That's Chris O'Dell. He owns and operates Complete Chimney Care out of Pine River, Minnesota. I spoke with him recently about chimney care, and I was curious to know about life in Pine River.
Pine River is a very nice little community. There's a lot of great relationships in Pine River for us. Not only just our immediate neighbors, we also have strong relationships within town. We in the local businesses. We have a really, really strong church family in Pine River that has been just a huge support for our family and for just the community. So Pine River is a very nice place to live. We really enjoy it.
What happened? Is the industry agriculture in that area?
You know, it's kind of Pine River is a unique little town. I mean, it has a lot going on. There's a lot of service businesses in our area, you know, similar to like mine. I mean, there's a lot of contractors. There's a lot of service industry that services the Greater Lakes area. The Lakes area is a much broader, larger area. And there's a tremendous amount of activity as far as construction and recreational things like docks and landscaping and all these variety of services. But then there's also a fair amount of strong banking and financial advice and these types of businesses, as well as technology. I mean, in Pequot Lakes and in Pine River, you're seeing some pretty innovative stuff coming out of those areas. So we're pretty excited. And even right now, as we speak, they're currently developing some new businesses in our area that are pretty exciting.
Why did you guys choose to live there?
We were living in Alaska before that. My wife and I and our son was recently born, and we had other compelling reasons we wanted to come back to Minnesota, which is where my wife and I both grew up. And we had met a gentleman in Alaska who was from this area, and he invited us to come and to look at it, and it just was a fit for us. And so, you know, it was part of the plan, and we ended up coming to Pine River, and we ended up finding a home, and we bought a home in Pine River, and it's really worked out well. Here it is all these years later. It's a great town. It's a nice location. It's 30 minutes to Brainerd. It's 30 minutes to Walker. You know, you're right around the corner from Cross Lake and Gull Lake. These are nice communities. So, you know, we appreciate it.
Yeah. What, is there an art scene there? A creative scene?
Yeah, absolutely there is. They have an event every year called the Art Crawl, where there's locations in and around the area, and they distribute all the map and the literature, and people drive around through the afternoon, and they go from location to location looking at all the art. Yeah, there's just a ton of talented people in that area, like so many small communities. You know, ours is a small community, but it's connected to other bigger communities. And I'm always amazed at the amount of talent and character of people that are in our little community, as well as our neighboring town. So yeah, lots of talent, lots of artistic stuff going on there.
That's Chris O'Dell talking Pine River and chimney sweeping. He owns Complete Chimney Care in Pine River, Minnesota. And that's what we're focusing on today as we venture through this hour of Let's Visit here on KAXE and KBXE. I'm Katie Carter, your host, and I want to remind you that Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.